All right, I think it's time. It's time. The Maisa, we were started this sugya. We started a very nice sugya, very enjoyable. Some sugyas are much more enjoyable than others. So we started a, I just have to say hello to someone else. I'm sorry, before I start. Okay, well, so I'll wait a second. He's not here yet. Yitzi Kramer, we haven't seen you for a while. I don't know where he went. Yitzi Kramer. Well, hello there.
Okay. Hi, Rabbi, how are you?
Sorry. I think I missed you for a few days, no?
Yeah, I was away last week for a couple of days.
Everyone's away.
Yeah. Everyone's I had a girl.
You had a girl?
Yeah, Rabbi.
Oh, Mazel tov. Very nice. We got a chavrusa for you. Because Shamir also has a girl. There. He's showing off his baby also.
And Yosef Sibra's making a bris tomorrow.
Yosef Sibra's making a bris when?
Tomorrow, I think.
Okay, mazel tov to everybody. Okay.
Rabbi, I said we could start a whole new thing. It's a school to have a baby if you join this year.
Yes, okay. Okay, anyway, so let's get started. So we have as follows. So we had that, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of the chiyuv, there's a chiyuv to do hider mitzvah. That keli vanveyu is not a rishus, it's a chiyuv. The shear of the chiyuv is a shlish. More than a shlish of the mitzvah, you're obviously allowed to do, but you're not mechuyev. The Gemara says that if you do shlish, it's mishalo. To do more than a shlish, it's mishalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first half, at least Rashi and Taivis seemingly are learning the first half the same. That the first half, if you do a shlish of mishalo, means it's going to come out of your pocket because you're not going to get, your schar doesn't come until the next world. So it comes out that you paid money in this world, and in this world, you didn't get anything. So it came out of your cheshbon. But if you pay more than a shlish, it's Mishal Gosh Baruch Hu, means Hashem pays. So Rashi just says that Hashem will pay you back in this world, the Chayav. Taisus goes ahead and Taisus adds that it means the Paris, you get the Paris in Ayinam Hazet, the Karen Kayem is Ayinam Haba. So we saw, I'm assuming this is what the Kodesh Yeshuas means. I apologize if anyone read the wrong Kodesh Yeshuas. I really felt, I don't know how that happened. I was just cutting and I cut the wrong one out without reading what I was pasting. I apologize on these sheep. But the Kodesh Yeshuas says, why, the Kodesh Yeshuas, you're familiar with the Sefer. I have to tell an amazing story. It's an amazing story. The Chassam Sofer was a grandson, a great grandson of the Kodesh Yeshuas. I think, no, exactly. And the Chassam Sofer and his bar mitzvah pshato said at Teretz, he answered the Kodesh Yeshuas as Kasha. The Mechila Mikloid, my Zaydi, he made a mistake. And he answered his Kasha. And the Chassam Sofer's father got so upset that he slapped him in front of Amva Eda, Chutzpah. And Rav Nosson Adler was a Chassam Sofer's Rebbe, felt that his father didn't appreciate the godliness of his son, and he ousted his father from ever talking to his son again. That's those days where they were tough. His father, Chassam Sofer, had to move out of the house, and he moved into his Rebbe's house, and I don't think he had anything to do with his father anymore.
It was his father or stepfather?
I think it was his father, no?
I thought he became a miyasam very young and his mother remarried and I have to check.
I don't know. I'm changing the whole story.
I have to check. I can't.
Okay. That story is not in the Chut the Meshur, but it's in a different sefer. It brings his story. So I don't know. I have to check it. Okay. We'll check it, both check it, then we'll report back tomorrow. But either way, it's pretty tough. That's it. Can't talk to them anymore. Okay. Anyway, so the Kodesh Yeshuas seems to say what we were saying yesterday, that Tavis is bothered on Rashi. It's push up shot, and it sounds, I mean, the truth is the words, there's some words that are a little hard to read, but it sounds like what he's saying is that the chayra, that this giving yaser mishlish is a bigger mitzvah than giving a shlish. So if the shlish you get scarred on haba, so for the yaser mishlish, you should for sure get your scarred on haba, because it's a bigger mitzvah, you know, for that portion. Because the schar in Adam Abba is much better than schar in Adam Azza. We see that Rishayim, Hashem gives them the schar in Adam Azza, because they don't want to be given the schar in Adam Abba. So schar in Adam Abba is better than schar in Adam Azza. So why should the person who's giving, why should the, for Yaser Mishlish, you go ahead and get your schar in Adam Azza? You should get the whole schar in Adam Abba. It's better to get this Karnam Abba. That seems to be what the Tais Yeshua is saying, is that what's bothering Taisus. Taiv the Adam Jeskaro Gamke Bonam Abba, but Obanam Azza. In other words, your scar, it's better for a person that your scar should be an Ayam Abba. What's Taiv? How does Taivis answer this Kasha? So it sounds like Taivis is answering the Kasha with the point of Karen and Paris. That Peres is not schar. In other words, Abade, the schar is 100% an item haba. But when a Gemara says Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that there's another thing called Peres. And this is what we were saying yesterday, that Peres doesn't come off your schar an item haba. In other words, if the fact that you get Peres an item has it, it's just pure. Is a pure benefit. You know, you're working for a company, so you're allowed to use a company car. It doesn't mean that you're going to get less salary because you use a company car. It's just a benefit. If you use it, you get it. If you don't use it, you don't get it. If you didn't use a company car, you don't get anything. It doesn't, you don't get any more or less car in Ayamaba because you got payers. So that's a very good answer to the Kasha. It's not that you're losing. Not that we're not channeling any of this car to Adam Hazeh. The entire car, Karen Kayem has an Adam Haba. Right? That's what the Kodesh Yeshua says those words, that the Karen Kayem is an Adam Haba. Taisus says that, right? Taisus says that also. Taisus says that too. The Karen Kayem means that the entire 100% of this car is reserved for Adam Haba. But besides 100%, it's not that the payers is 1% in the schar. It's 0%. You get 100% schar nam haba. But besides 100% schar nam haba, you also get payers and am haza. Right? That's how the Taivis answers the problem. So the million, okay, right, we're okay? So the $1 million shayla that we were left with yesterday is, what does Rashi mean? There's a chayra. The Chayra, this is a very good Kasha and Rashi. So how did Rashi say that the Schar, in other words, that what does Rashi mean? How does Rashi go along and say that that when you do more than a Shlish, you get an item Hazeh? The Chayra Tavis is the Kais Yeshuas, the Tavis is right, that doesn't make any sense. Why should you getting an item Hazeh as a Yerida? So why should you get an item Hazeh?
Like, Rebbe, agree with the language of Mikan ve'elech Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashma maila. Mean like,
yeah.
Okay. It's like it's a chisar and sounds very funny.
Okay, I don't know. But Pashas, I mean, you see from the Kais Yeshuas that it's supposed to be a maila. I mean, that's what he's saying, because you're doing more, you should get more. You're doing a better... You're doing a better hither mitzvah. Okay, I hear. Okay, so we have as follows. So we have a few more mekaymes. What? I'm sorry.
Come out according to that, the Kodesh Yeshua is reading Rashi is not reimbursement, but schar.
Stop with the reimbursement.
That's what I'm saying. It seems clear for the Kodesh Yeshua that it's schar.
Okay.
I'm fine.
It's also clear from the Aruch that it's schar. He says the Farish schar. Right. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just. But the mice are like this. So the Shaila is, what does Rashi mean? So the most simple shot is to say that Rashi means like Tysus, right? That's the most simple shot, that Rashi meant like Tysus. Rashi just didn't explain himself so clearly. And Tysus is explaining himself. Why are you shaking your head, Rafi? And you're like that.
Well, because we're going to have to explain the Aruch anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, why can't I say that in the Aruch also? I say the Aruch also meant like Tysus. Okay, but I happen to agree with you. In other words, the simple shot would be to say, I assume this is what most people will say, is that, listen, Rashi's language is ambiguous. And you can say that Rashi meant like Tysus. The Maisa, it sounds something like that from the Nemuka Yaisaif, right? Let's look at the Nemuka Yaisaif. The Nemuka Yaisaif says, it's the last Nemuka Yaisaif on this, before the Mishnah, and the old printings in the Gemara is Safdawid, right before the Mishnah. He quotes Rashi. Rashi, thou appearest Mishael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shayifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh. Now, of course, it's hard to know what Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh means. So, it superficially, what does Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh mean?
Tysus.
In other words, that you get Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and Olam Hazeh. You get both. Right. There is another way of reading the Nemuka Yaisaif. How else could you read the Nemuka Yaisaif?
Daftalid where?
What? And the Daftalid and the normal, you have a normal Gemara, Rabbi Meltzer?
Yes, the old time. So
right before the Mishdiriya Maskil Mishneh in the Masnisen in the Nemuka Yaisaif.
Daftalid
Amud Aleph? Daftalid Amud Aleph.
Maybe he could mean that even
one
though.
One second. Let me just read it again. It says, Masnisen Kol Shechavti. You have Rabbi Meltzer?
Yes, I got it.
So, right before Rashi, thou appearest, Mishael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh. So, the simple reading is that not only do you get an Olam Haba, but you even get an Olam Hazeh.
You could mean though, just like you get from Olam Haba for before the Shlish, so after the Shlish you get from Olam Hazeh.
No, but when he says Afilo, Afilo means saying, even.
Just like you get before the Shlish, the amount less than the Shlish you get from Olam Haba, so to the amount more than the Shlish you get from Olam Hazeh.
And then why is it Afilo?
Meaning, because Afilo. Just like you get.
Afilo doesn't mean just like. Afilo means Afilo.
He definitely gets the amount from Olam Haba for the amount up to a shlish, which is going to include for him. He's going to get up to a shlish. So therefore, when he does more than a shlish, he also gets for the.
I
don't think that's this the simple reading, but it could be. You could read it that way.
Okay, fine. I hear. Okay. Anyway, as long as it's not the simple reading. So the Maisa. He sounds like he's saying, okay, well, there is another way of reading it, but we'll see. But it sounds like he's reading Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh and Kol Shekein Olam Haba. So that would sound like he's sticking, that would superficially sound like he's sticking Tysus into Rashi. Because Rashi didn't use the word Afilu. And he's saying Afilu. Pirish Mishael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh. So it's Mashma Afilu means in Ben Olam Haba too. So why are we, I'm not so inclined to say that, especially if it's that's the simple mashmos of the Nemuka Yaisaif.
Again, isn't Afilu a little funny? Afilu is mash like it. It's still mash like it's a mila. Here you get even Olam Hazeh. Like
yeah, what? Even Olam Hazeh. Besides Olam Haba, you get Olam
Haba. Is it not mash though? Is it not mash with mila though?
Yeah, now in both cases, you get Adam Haza, and you even get out, in both cases, get Adam Haza, and you even get Adam Haza.
It's like saying you're even going to get paid.
It's like a mile on getting Olam Hazeh.
Yeah, right. Now, there's not only do you get the Karen, all mitzvahs get Karen. But usually, it's like pretty revived. Usually, a mitzvah, you don't get Paris. And over here, you even get Paris.
Should have said Gam.
Also, to point out that he may have had a different girsa. He may have a different girsa in Rashi than we have. I mean, he may have in the Rashi a filu.
Okay. Why should we assume that?
Well, it's how he cites Rashi.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know why we should assume that he had a different girsa. I don't know. I don't usually assume.
There's that. There's a big mountain range between France and Spain.
Okay.
It's not uncommon. There's a little bit of a distinction between the Girsas and Rashi they had in Spain and they had in.
Right? Is that true?
It's not the first time I've seen it.
But it could be that's not a different Girsa. It could be that he's
not citing word for word. Maybe he's just saying it over in his own words.
Over, right? He's saying, in other words, this is how he understood Rashi, and he's saying it in his own words, and he's explaining to Yipshan and Rashi. I don't know. Okay, anyway, Lemaisa, that would probably be the most poshut shot. If you ask, you know, what Rashiva used to call our Mr. Shtibul Yid, those who remember the Rashiva Shtibul Yid, the Shtibul Yid would say that, come on, don't make a big topo here. Taivas is simple. Rashi is shver, the way you read a Kipshuto. Obviously, Rashi meant like Taisus. And that's it. And especially you see... You see that the Namukha Yosef seems to say that.
The Kos Yeshuas doesn't agree with the Kos Yeshuas saying that Tosis.
So the first point is it doesn't sound that way from the Kos Yeshuas. That is correct. Kos Yeshuas does not sound like he's saying that Tosis is being Masver Rashi. Kos Yeshuas says, and I got to get the Lashon again, he says, the Koshinu Apirish Rashi. In other words, he has a kash on Rashi. He should have said that he felt that Rashi was ambiguous, misleading. Right? Kash it up here is Rashi seems to imply that he's arguing with Rashi. So that is definitely a point. The second point is Rafi mentioned the Aruch.
Yeah, I looked back at the Aruch. It's much worse to read it into the Aruch.
Okay, so that's why, and listen, there's a reason why. Whoever put the Aruch on the sheet probably had a reason. So who is the Aruch, just so we should know who the Aruch is? Anybody know who the Aruch is? Not the Aruch HaShochan.
Is it Rishon?
It's a Rishon.
Rishon. He's an early, early Rishon. He's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananu. He's probably a contemporary of Rashi. I don't know if he ever saw Rashi. When I was reading the introduction. I don't know. Does he?
Memory that Rashi quotes the Aruch someplace.
That could be. He's pretty early. The Aruch is very, very early.
I think so.
When was the Kos Yeshuas?
So he's very early. So
When was the Kos Yeshuas?
Kos Yeshuas probably in the 1700s. Just judging from my story. All right. Anyway. But the Aruch is around 1,000 years ago. It's around 1,000 years ago, the Aruch. And same as Rashi, maybe even a little before Rashi. I think they said he's a Talmud of the Rach. So the Aruch says as follows. Omer Rav Zeira, the Hitter Mitzvah Shish Mitzvah. Amri Memarav and Mishmei the Rav Zeira. Ad Shish Mishalom, Mikam Dei Mishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pirish. In this diamond Luda, because of Luda Vakar Mumuhudr, because of the Chaitzi, Yeshav Liloko Ad Shish Mishalom. Okay, you're Mechuyev to spend the extra money to buy the more Mumuhudr one. Because the Erech Mishal Akash Baruch Hu, Pirish. Ad Shish Mitzvah, Ad Shish Mishalom, Kachu Chi Chovoso. That's he's obligated to do. Tiksiv Zekeri Vandeyu. Benotos charo, Bahadi Shar Mitzvah Sasanava. This is what you're obligated to do. You get your schar with all the other mitzvahs in Adam Abba. You can't baby. Mashe Yosef Yoser. Yoser, when you get more, Mishawa Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shuhu Mishalem schar Hataisvis Adam Azeh. So the Shaila is, he's very similar to Rashi. He just says, in Mishani B'Olam Hazeh. So the suggestion is, we're saying that the simple Pshat in Rashi is to say that Rashi meant by Tosfos. Yifelah Kol Baruchu B'Olam Hazeh, Chayav. So why don't, if we're ready to say that Rashi meant like Tosfos, so we'll say, well, so the Aruch meant like Tosfos, no problem. So why is that? So Rabbi says that's bad. Why is that bad?
Because the Aruch is contrasting. The Aruch says the part that for the first third, you get Schar Lasid Lavo. Right. So it's Mashmi saying, there you get Lasid Lavo, and here you get only Bolam Haza.
Well, there he's saying, there you get maybe only an Olam Haza, and here you get also an Olam Haza. He doesn't say also.
Not mashma like that.
Okay, another mashmas is because
he's saying anything past
what? I can't hear.
Past ikra chiyuv is you're giving out of your own money, Hashem will pay it back to you, just like Shabbos.
Who are you reading?
I'm reading the Aruch.
The Aruch doesn't say about getting back to you like Shabbos. Where does it say Shabbos?
I'm saying that.
The Aruch says, Mishanim Schar. Schar is always more than paying back. Paying back is not Schar. Paying back, you didn't gain anything. You just didn't gain and you didn't lose. That's a concept. That's not Schar. Schar means that you come out ahead of the game. Right? If you spend $50, you get $100. If you paid 50 and you got 50, you didn't get any reward. You just got reimbursed. Reimbursement is not schar. But that is a very good, in other words, Rashi learned, uses the word she'im shema yifrelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chayiv. The Aruch says, so what's the difference?
Because Yifra just means he Hashem pays back. So it could be Rashi's being Mekatzer, but Hashem pays you in two ways. But the Aruch is saying Hashem is Mishalim Schar Hatosafes, and what where? But Olam Hazeh. That is, it's Mashma, that is the Schar and the only Schar.
And it's even more than that, because according to Titus's answer, Tavis' pshat was that you don't get any schar in Olam Hazeh. According to Tavis' pshat, you only get payrus in Olam Hazeh. Right? Because you don't want schar in Olam Hazeh. That's Tavis' pshat. Tavis' pshat is schar, don't, please Hashem, don't give me any schar in Olam Hazeh. Schar in Olam Hazeh goes for Rishon. Tzaddikim don't want their schar in Olam Hazeh. Tzaddikim want every single ounce of their schar in Olam Haba. That's Tavis of Chat. What does Tzaddikim want in Olam Hazeh? They want skulas. They want payrus. They're skulas. They're payrus. That's not a din in schar. It's a din in, that we said, it's payrus. Doesn't come. Keren Kayemis Olam Haba. Keren Kayemis means that it doesn't come an iota off of your schar. It's not schar, it's something else. It's like a skula. If you get a skula, it's not schar, it's a sum.
From the fact that he says Tosefus, does that make it any better? It's additional, it's, even though he says schar, he's also saying Tosefus.
No, schar has Tosefus. Doesn't mean Tosefus. The schar of the extra amount that you're paying. Tosefus means going on the extra over and above shlish. It's schar Tosefus, comma, the item haba, hazeh. You're mishalem the schar for the Tosefus. Tosefis means the amount of money that you spent that's extra. But he says clearly you get the schar d'maaseh. So there's, I don't think there's any way that you could put Tosefis into the Aruch.
He also, the Aruch seems to be giving a little bit more pshat into what Mishalo means, is that it says Mishalo kachu chovaso. It sounds like he's saying that the extra is not part of the mitzvah at all, and therefore it's like running on a different track.
Okay, I don't know. It's not part of the mitzvah. I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Maybe it means it's not your chayva. It could be it's part of the same mitzvah. I don't know. I'm not convinced. So there's really two reasons I would say in the Aruch. One is the Aruch is not saying, doesn't say schar. She's definitely not working with Tavius's parents. Now, maybe you'll say, okay, so the Aruch is not exactly like Tysus, but maybe you'll say he's half like Tysus. In other words, Tysus is saying that you get all the schar in Olam Haba, and you get Paris in Olam Hazeh. So maybe the Aruch is saying you get some of the schar in Olam Hazeh and some of the schar in Olam Haba, which the truth is, would fit better in the Lashon and Mukhei Yosef too, because the Mukhei Yosef says, Yifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Afilu Ba'olam Hazeh. In other words, you can say, Yifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if it's Afilu, okay, it's not clear. I mean, you could probably get a Paris here too. But there's a different point, which is another raya, and that's called that lightning doesn't strike twice, right? We use this raya very often. In other words, if you're going to go ahead, assuming that the Mukhei Yosef did not have a different kirasa, right? Not, I'm sorry, Shamir, I don't know where you disappeared. You're here somewhere. Okay, we see you, yes. So assuming Tavis and the Mukhei Yosef did not have this different kirasa, so what the Mukhei Yosef is doing is he's saying a daichik in the Lashon of Rashi. He's saying that Rashi left out a word. Now, obviously, the Mukhei Yosef is allowed to say that. He's a Rishon. He's allowed to say that Rashi left out a word. But it's the Aruch is also a Rishon. What is the odds that the Rashi left out a word and the Aruch also left out? Then they left out the same word. Like it's like lightning striking twice in the same place. It's not like we're saying Shan the Mukhei Yosef, that Rashi Behashkafa left out the word. I don't think we're saying that. We're saying he left out the word because he felt it wasn't so necessary to say. He didn't say it. But really he should have said, Haraya, then Mukhei Yosef adds it. Mukhei Yosef adds it, that means it really should have been said. It's, right?
So what the Mukhei Yosef made a similar svar in one of the previous sugyas where he said, it doesn't make sense to read the two Rishonim forgot the same thing.
It's an added daichik. First of all, I happen to think the biggest raya is what we said, the Aruch in Old Lashon. But it's also an added daichik.
Could Rebbe repeat what the proof is from the Aruch's Lashon?
I just say the second proof. I'll get back to it. In other words, the fact that the Namuka Yosef adds the words Afilu in Rashi means that he feels that word is really missing. If he didn't feel it's missing, he wouldn't have added it. So the Namuka Yosef is saying that Rashi was in a Mikatzer, and he left out a word that's really, and it's not clear. You know, you read Rashi. When you read Rashi Kipshuto, you have Tavis's problem. Right? That's what the Kodesh Yeshua says. You read Rashi, you get stuck with the Tavis's problem. The answer is Tavis's Teretz. So we're saying that really Rashi meant Tavis's Teretz, and he was very ambiguous. That's a bad thing, that Rashi, he left himself shvir, he left himself misunderstood, he caused Tavis's problem, and he had an immediate Tavis to go ahead and rewrite it, to explain it, you know. It's not a glot, but it could be. It happens once, sometimes. Listen, Rashi doing it right. He's only a human being. At fourth, we're not saying he's infallible. It's not a mistake. So it wasn't so clear. But now you can say the Aruch did the exact same thing. So two people wrote unclearly.
So what are you going to say for the Muki Yosef then? Muki Yosef saw both of them too, Mustama.
No, I don't know if the Muki Yosef saw the Aruch. Why do we have to assume he saw the Aruch? I don't know. I don't know my history. So we're saying, and in other words, we're saying that there's two rayas from the Aruch against the reading Rashi like the Muki Yosef. There's really three rayas at the end. One is, we said the Kodesh Yeshuas doesn't seem to have read Rashi that way. Two is the Aruch Lashon of the Schar. Mishanein Schar, means he's clearly not learning like Tysus, saying you're just the Paris. He's definitely arguing to some extent with Tysus. In other words, Tysus learns that the Paris is in Item Hazeh. He's saying it's Schar in Item Hazeh. So that's definitely the Paris, not like it's partially not like Tysus, right? Because it's according to Tysus, there's no Schar in Item Hazeh. And that itself would set up the problem because the Tzaddik doesn't want Schar Noam Hazeh because the Tzaddik wants always Schar Noam Abba, according to Tzaddik.
I mean, the Aruch was born 5 years before Rashi and he was Nifter 1 year after Rashi.
What?
The Aruch was born 5 years before Rashi and he was Nifter 1 year after Rashi.
Okay, so they're contemporaries.
Yeah.
So we don't know if they saw each other though. We don't know. I don't know if that, we don't know. But okay.
Aruch was in Italy.
Oh, okay. How do you know that?
That's my recollection. From what I remember is he's in Italy.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
According to Wikipedia, he was born in Rome.
Okay. So Shamir got it right. So the probability is that they pastures they did not meet in those days. I don't know. But I don't know. Anyway, the Maisa, it would be strange. In other words, see, if it happens to be relevant, because if the Aruch was 300 years after Rashi, then we wouldn't have such a diuk, the fact that both the Aruch and Rashi wrote the same way, because very often Rishayim copied each other, right? Rashi, many Rishayim copied Rashi's Lashon, because Rashi was the standard. So a Rishon that comes after Rashi, you can't make this diuk. The lightning doesn't strike twice because it could be, let's say the Miri would have used the same Lashon as Rashi does. So, okay, so we say that the Miri was quoting Rashi. He is good enough for Rashi. And he's gonna quote Rashi verbatim and he's happy with Rashi. He doesn't have a mistake of Shan and Rashi. And Rashi wrote it this way. I'll write the way Rashi writes. But the Aruch, being that he was not copying Rashi, right? Because I don't think it says anywhere that Aruch saw Rashi. We're not assuming they did not see Rashi. So it means the Aruch on his own wrote his Perish, and Rashi on their own wrote their Perish, and they both, according to the Muka Yosef, forgot to write Afido, and they both were misleading, causing Tyvus's problem. And, you know, that's like saying lightning strikes twice. Right, so that would, I think that is a real diuk. So we have two
diuk. Yosef was 250 years later, so he probably saw both of them.
Okay, all right, but Muki Yosef probably, I'll tell you the real, when I said the real answer is, Rishayim, don't, he's saying what he thinks Rashi should have said. You know, when Rashi, this is what Rashi must have meant, because they only make the only thing that makes sense. But anyway, but the Chayra, there seems to be superficially, we have three rayas that Rashi's not like Tysus. One is the Kodesh Yeshuas. One is the Pashas Lashon of the Aruch. And two, it's Daichik to say that both Rashi and the Aruch left out the word Afidu.
Now, what can Rebbe explain the Lashon thing? The Pashtus Lashon?
According to Tysus makes a whole point that it's Paris.
Right.
There's a reason why Tysus makes it Paris.
Paris is just to let you know that the fact is you get it in both places.
No, I don't agree with you. I'm sorry.
So what does it mean?
If you know,
the point is the Karen comes from El Mamba?
No, I'm dying. If you want to say again in both places, you say you get schar and omaz and schar and omaba. The fact that you call it peiris implies it's something different. And that's why this Karen Kayemes omaba. I'll give you this example of a benefit. You work for a company. I don't know if you work for a company or not. You work for a company, and the company happens to have a vehicle. The company happens to have they own something in the airport. So if you work for the company, you can go into the company's lounge in the airport because your employees are allowed to use the company's lounge in the airport for free. That doesn't come out of your schar. It doesn't come out of your paycheck. A guy who never uses it doesn't get more schar at the end of the month because he didn't use any of the benefits. Benefits are not part of your paycheck. Benefits, they don't cost the employer anything. The employer happens to have that thing in the airport. He happens to have the car. And it doesn't cost, and you don't get it. It's just good for you. A person, there's certain benefits,
Like Rabbi said yesterday, if a person died a minute later, he doesn't get anything extra.
That's right. So peiris, that's what peiris, because the whole word is like Karen Kayemes. Karen Kayemes means 100%. That's what the word Kayemes. It doesn't detract an iota from the Karen.
And Mishalim Schar Tosefes Ba'olam Hazeh means something else, by definition?
Tosefes means something. The word Tosefes doesn't count there, because Tosefes is just referring to the amount of money that you spent extra. And the Mishalim Schar Ba'olam Hazeh means you're getting Schar Ba'olam Hazeh. You're not getting Peiris in Ba'olam Hazeh. You're getting Schar.
And that fits better with Rashi, too.
That means if you're getting Schar Ba'olam Hazeh, that means that we have a tremendous cash. Hey, wait a second. I don't want my schar olam hazeh. The Rishonim gets schar olam hazeh. I want my schar olam haba. Right?
So it would come out to basically, if the Aruch and Rashi are saying the same thing, that there's an argument. Do you get schar in both places, or do we consider that what you get in olam haba in olam hazeh to be peiris?
Rebbe?
Right. In other words, unless you say that pshat that Shamir says he doesn't like, right? But we're leaving out Shamir's not liking. But Poshib Shad is that Rashi is saying you get the schar only in Olam Hazeh, Pashas, Rashi and the Aruch, and Tevis is saying you get the schar only in Olam Haba. Tevis says you get Tevis in Olam Hazeh, but schar, according to Tevis, the entire schar from beginning to end is only in Olam Haba. And according to Rashi, for this particular thing, the entire schar
on the
computer that the Aruch and Rashi did know each other.
Did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that is, but I don't know. It doesn't mean
that. I have a memory in some sugya that Rashi quotes the Aruch some places.
Okay, could be that Rashi read, Aruch Sefer came out first. How does the computer know that they knew each other?
Chabad.org says the Aruch was brought to Rashi's attention by a scholar from Rome, Kleinmas ben Shabbatai, the father of the great family of Kleinmas, who migrated to Worms. Rashi, who conducted the Yeshiva in Worms, was so impressed by the Aruch that he used it extensively for the second edition of his commentary.
Okay, so Rashi.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He quotes the Aruch. There's some place
Rashi used the Aruch, but we don't know that the Aruch used Rashi.
Right. So if the Aruch and Rashi are saying the same thing, then the Kosh Yeshuas is basically explaining why Tosfos says what he says, even though he doesn't finish the words of the Gemara as well.
Whatever.
Say the Gemara, because the words of the Gemara says this is the person that's Shur Shakarish Baruch Hu. So that doesn't sound like it pays.
I don't even know if you need that. And I say just Rashi is a standard payrish. So Tavis looks at Rashi. He sees Rashi. He doesn't like it. So he says a different shot. I don't know. You know,
which doesn't fit into the Gemara as well.
Okay, that could be that. Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't put up that.
I was saying he asked how the Hechruch to say something.
It's not necessarily why Taibis Poshib Shad is he looked at Rashi, the Kosh Yeshua is saying. He looked at Rashi, he saw Rashi, he felt that Rashi is Shver, and therefore he said a different shot. Now, one thing, now the Ma'isa.
If Rashi is saying like the Aruch, does the Kosh Yeshua have a question?
Yes, he doesn't have a question. It's not a question. The Kol Yeshua's agenda is to explain Taisus. He's not out to explain Rashi. His agenda is to explain Taisus. Why is Taisus speaking here? Why doesn't Taisus? Taisus doesn't explain the first half of the Gemara, Mishalo.
But if Rashi, means you get scar both. If Rashi means you get scar in both places, but he just doesn't hold it, it's working through Paris. Does the Kol Yeshua's have a question?
I don't know.
What is prompting Tosus
to come up with the Kol Yeshua?
No.
The Kol Yeshua is not saying that. The Kol Yeshua is saying, he says the problem is Tov Adam Shescharo Gamkein Ba'Olam Haba, Lo Ba'Olam Hazeh.
So therefore, it doesn't explain why Taisus says Paris and not that you get Skar in both places.
And that's the same thing, because it goes together. But he's bothered by...
It could be shot, you just get Skar in both places.
Okay, but you see, Taisus doesn't say that. That's
obviously... he doesn't explain why Taisus comes up with Paris. Okay, but
that's understood, because it's the same question. Just like it's bad to get all your Skar in home, has it? For the same reason, it's bad to get some of your schar in home hazeh. It's bad to get when you can go ahead and it's olam haba is better than olam hazeh, and therefore you don't want all your schar in home hazeh. You also don't want some of your schar in home hazeh.
So it must be that you don't lose an iota of schar in olam haba in order to get the schar in olam hazeh.
That doesn't make sense. Why should that be? If it's schar, so then you're using schar.
Right. And the only way to explain that is to say Paris.
Yes.
It must mean you don't lose an iota of schar. The only way to explain this is to say Paris.
Yes. Okay, but let me please continue. So we're saying like this, so that it sounds like that Rashi and the Aruch are not saying like Taisus. So now what do we do with the fact, the Namukha Yaisa says they are, that it's not Fido. So is there a way, this is what we're starting off with, we started at the beginning, is there a way that I can do something with the Namukha Yaisek, or do I have to argue with the Namukha Yaisek? Right? The Eshel Avram, if you looked at the Eshel Avram, I don't know if you people ever, I don't know if any of you have read it, but if you look at the Eshel Avram, this is not there's two Eshel Avrams in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. One is the Prima Gadim, and then there's another Eshel Avram from Budapest or something, I don't know. It's in the Eshel Avram, what?
Buchach.
Buchach. Okay, I know I get it wrong. Okay. Buchach. Thank you. So he says the Farish. He says, where does he say that Rashi's arguing with Taisus? Right? He says, where is this piece?
In the middle of the paragraph, Rak Ba'olam Hazeh.
Which paragraph are you reading?
The second paragraph, right in the middle.
Yes, right on that. The Shleshu Rak Ba'olam Hazeh, right. That's under where it says Reish Peya. So he says the Farish, just to make me happy. Right? He says the Farish that Rashi argues with Taisus. So we have like this. We have the because Yeshua seems to imply that Rashi argues with Taisus. The Eshel Avram says the Farish that Rashi argues with Taisus. The Mashmos of the Aruch is not like Taisus. And the fact that both Rashi and the Aruch don't say it is Machanaitisis. Okay. So I think there's a good case. I hope there's a good case.
Give me a second.
Now the question is in Mukha Yaisek. The Mukha Yaisek says again, but Rashi thou perish, Mishael Akash Baruch Hu, Shayipelo Akash Baruch Hu, Afidu Vayna Maza. So the million-dollar shy. So it means, are we arguing with the Muga? Yeah, are we making a machlekes rishayim?
Maybe you get a scar, but don't have it because you get what? Some. Maybe it means you get some in this world and some in the next world.
Okay, but that's not like we're saying in Rashi.
That's a reduction. No, meaning a reduction in the Sekarim Olam Haba.
I said, but that's what they're saying, that Rashi is means only Olam Hazeh. He says the Pharisee, no. Yeshua Avram, that Rashi is Rakba Olam Hazeh. So
it doesn't have to be. Why is it all or nothing? Why can't it be?
Because it's not Mistavra. Because why can't you say get all this hard Olam Hazeh? The reason is because of the Kais Yeshua is his problem, because you don't want Schar Olam Hazeh, because it's better than another problem. So why would you get some of your Schar Olam Hazeh?
So Rebbe,
Olam Hazeh is a very poor payment for mitzvahs.
So why would you want to get some of it in Olam Hazeh?
You don't. Maybe you don't.
So why would Rashi say, so what's the big deal that you get some? Why, we shouldn't get any. It's bad that you're getting some of your schar olam hazeh.
Okay, so the
means that you get some of your schar olam hazeh, that wouldn't be good. Pashup shot, he has to mean. Pashup shot,
we had a pshat.
He's like the Tyson. It's a Paris, you get an olam hazeh.
But we had a pshat that one of the pshatim we said earlier was that in Rashi it's actually bad for you.
What's bad for you?
That you're getting an Olam Hazeh.
Why should it be bad for you?
Because then you get less than Olam Haba.
Right, but why should that be? It doesn't make sense. Why? Because you did a gevaldik mitzvah, you get bad.
Well, we said as far that this is, you know, your payment for it's what's it called?
Okay. But that would not help me for sure with the Mugay Isaac.
Why?
They says you get a fido b'olam hazeh. What's the afilo b'olam hazeh? You don't want olam hazeh.
Rabbi, is it really such a stretch to say he's referring to the schar tosefes when he says afilu? I mean, it's not the simple reading, but I suggested before that they could mean that. When he says afilu, he could be referring to the schar tosefes that.
Okay, I hear you. I know. I wasn't too happy with it.
Maybe afilu means since. Schar mitzvah hayam aleka, so it goes against the normal rules. So he doesn't mean also. He should have said gam if he meant also. He means Hashem will even pay you in this world.
Right, that's what I was thinking. In other words, the question is, maybe, I'm not sure. Maybe we can say that even the Mugay Yosef agrees to our reading in Rashi. Now, we don't have to make that someone, you know, Shamir got upset with me. I'm arguing Mugay Yosef. That we don't have to make that, you know, maybe even Mugay Yosef means knows that Rashi Avada doesn't mean like Tysus. Rashi means only Olam Hazeh. What do you mean Afilu? It's a chiddush because somehow or another, unless you say this crazy shot that we said yesterday, that because Ena Mitzuvah Hazeh, right? And with Chaim Gori, you're right. But if you don't learn the Ena Mitzuvah Hazeh, Shamir Tainet, he didn't like that. The other structure, there are three ways to learn Rashi. You can either learn Rashi like Tysus and Rashi's Lav Dafka. You can learn Rashi like we said yesterday, that Rashi holds that for some reason you get less schar for the extra amount because it's Ein Mitzvah, he said, but then you're making almost Svaras Hafuchas between Rashi and Tysus, which is not so good. Well, the other choice is you can say that Rashi holds that fakir. It's a godless that you get schar olam hazeh because it's against the rules. Hashem has a rule, schar mitzvah b'hayam aleka. You're going ahead and getting schar olam hazeh. You're that's like a nace. You're going against the laws of Teva. So that's what Rabbi's suggesting. So it's a godless. Wow, you got your schar olam hazeh. Most people have to wait till olam haba. You got your schar olam hazeh. That's a chiddush. That's a filu.
Even though the previous Rashi told us hayom la'asosam, even though he told us that in this case he holds you get the schar in this world.
That's right. Even though the normal teva ha'olam. The normal Teva item is that you get your schar in item haba.
What are you going to do with all the Gemaras that say that whatever you get in this world is like 1/60th of item haba?
Yes, like excellent question. Adonai, that's why life is difficult. You think I'm going to answer all the questions? It's right. In other words, what we, no matter what we're going to say, that's fair, right? We, that's the problem. That's a million-dollar problem. And the million-dollar problem is that we have Rashi. The Kodesh Yeshua says that Tosfos switches from Rashi because Tosfos is bothered by this question that you're saying, Rabbi Meltzer, that why would it be a shvach to say that he's getting his reward in Olam Hazeh? Doesn't make sense. So Tosfos goes in and says it's not pshat. It means peiros in Olam Hazeh. But of course, Yischar is in Olam Haba. We thought Pashat pshat that the Mugi Yosef Mikayach that Kasha is saying that Avada Rashi agrees to Tosfos so because it has to be. Tosfos is Mukhrach. But now we're having multiple riots that there's a lot of people that argue with Tosfos. The Kodesh Yeshua argues, and Rashi says Rashi argues with Tosfos. The Eishu Avram, which maybe we should read a little bit more carefully, but we just seems we just saw one line, says the Farish that Rashi argues with Tosfos. The Oruch Lashon is not like Tosfos. So we're getting a strong suspicion that there's a different pshat than Tosfos. So now what that means is, so now what we, the how are you going to answer the Tosfos is kasha? So we're saying a structure, but not an answer. That Rashi somehow or another disagrees, and Rashi says fakert, Olam Hazeh is better because you're going against all the rules.
Maybe there are two ways to get paid in Olam Hazeh. You can get paid sort of with a good exchange rate or a bad exchange rate. If you get paid with a good exchange rate, then there's no harm in getting in Olam Hazeh. That's a mila. If you get paid with a bad exchange rate.
I know, but where does it say good exchange rate? It doesn't say anything.
Mean Rishayim, Hashem pays them as if.
It doesn't say anything in our Gemara. Good exchange, and when it's a buzzer, Rishayim, the sign of our half of the Rashi says, oh, they get this hard on Mars. I don't know. It doesn't say over there bad exchange rate.
Well, obviously it's a bad
exchange. Just to point out, theoretically, the Rishayim get paid to the extent that they have no chelik olam haba. Well, they're not ma'achid that they left with nothing for olam haba.
The more you get paid, you know, the less you get.
But it doesn't mean that it has to be a bad deal. Why can't it be a good deal?
If you have a choice, you see from the Rishayim that if you have a choice to get your schar olam hazeh olam haba, it's bad for you. It's revenge. Hashem hates it because Hashem hates Mishan and sign up. So Hashem, because he hates you, he'll give you your schar olam hazeh.
There's a Beis HaLevi. It says there's two ways Hashem pays back for the punishes us. You can do the Kliya, or it could be to misaking and to help other people see to mekashim
shemayim. The two ways Hashem does what?
Punishes us. Could punish us either Kliya, or it's some other kiddushim shemayim. Or some sort of kiddushim shemayim.
I don't know what kiddushim shemayim mean.
It's going on in the Gemara in Shabbos and Peites. When Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Avram and Yaakov say,
right?
He's going on that. He's saying that there's two ways that Hashem could
punish us. I don't know what Kiddush Shem Shemayim means. What does that mean?
I think it means that because people see that you got punished for your Averis, that's Mekayeh Shem Shemayim.
Okay.
And then it's a different mode. It's a different...
But that, how that helps us here.
It's the same idea. There's two ways to get paid, and Olam Hazeh in the positive. You can get paid.
Rebbe, maybe we can understand.
Rebbe, just a point. Rebbe, I was once bothered by Akasha. I don't know if Rebbe Masha. Yaakov tells Esav in the womb, Tolata chelkecha b'olam hazeh, v'ani etel chelki olam haba. It's his brother. Like, how could he offer his brother to take Olam Hazeh, and he's going to take Olam Haba? Like, that's not the greatest ripoff in the entire history of the universe?
Okay, I don't know, because the chat is an ace of right when they got the nut of Hava anyway. I don't know.
I mean, okay, simply speaking, he's about the Bechira. So, I mean, okay, I'm just pointing out there may be something to Olam Hazeh. I got Avada, the Iker, the Etzin is for Olam Haba, but.
Okay, so can I make a suggestion?
Rebbe, maybe we could look at this on the flip side, meaning it could be the Metzius is, if you're going to get a very nice Esrog or a really, really nice Esrog, you're not going to get any more Schar and Shemaim for that. So therefore, you're going to say, why should I spend more than a Shlish? There's no reason at all for me to spend more than a Shlish. I'm just going to lose money because maybe I get no more Schar. There's no way I get more Schar and Shemaim because Hashem's not going to give me more Schar. But if you know that everything you spend more, you're going to get an equivalent amount of schar, at least in this world, so I may as well get as nice as possible, even be very nice. It could be I don't get more schar for getting a very, very nice one. But at least I know that I get from Hashem, whether you use reimbursement or schar or... So then it's not a kasha, really.
It depends who you are. But a real tzaddik, you know, with pashas would want the schar and olam haba. You know, you have the guy.
But let's say, look, maybe there is no schar. Maybe there's no extra schar for that. Make it easy. You get the schar. If you get a really, really nice, you're going to get more schar. Make it easy.
Make it easy is that it don't sound right. I can get away with that. Not like you. You see, from Tysus is assuming that the kid.
All right, so I'm defending Rashi. I'm defending Rashi in the Aruch.
We don't like to make Rashi and Davis Amamish Afuchas. Okay, let's. What Rabbi Melz, you saying something?
No. I just want to hear what you have to say. No,
I don't want to say. I mean, it's 9 o'clock, so I think I'm gonna late. Let's think about it.
No, really. How did Rabbi want to explain the word Afilu in the Nebuki Yosef?
No, I was going to agree with Rafi Friedman that Afilu means that. That structurally, Rashi is saying the only in other words, if you don't say this answer of Eina Mitzvah, go to Mitzvah and get to me Eina Mitzvah Isaac, and that's a different possibility. But if you don't say that answer, we have some a plea on Rashi. How is Rashi going to answer the Kodesh Yeshua's question? The answer has to be that them in the foot that Rashi holds hashkafically. That Adarabba, getting a mitzvah to Olam Haza is better than getting an Olam Haba. Now, Rabbi Melzer said, but that's ridiculous. Okay, but that's structurally what Rashi's saying. The fact that it's, in other words, obviously you get more Iskar for more than Shlish and less than Shlish because you're doing more Mesiris Nefesh. And yet, and what does Rashi say? What do you do when you get more Iskar? You get Olam Haza. That means that Pshat and Rashi is, the Rashi is saying to get Schar and Olam Haza is greater. Why is it greater? The Rashi said a good Svara because it's going against the laws of nature. Hashem was conveying the laws of nature and a Schar Mitzvah B'Hayam Malekah. So if you want to go against those laws of nature, that's amazing. That's wow. So that's the Afilu. Rashi is saying that not in for the first third, we don't go against the laws of nature. So you're stuck. You have to get your schar only in Olam Haza. But for the second third, it's afilu. It's even in Olam Haza, even though it's so hard to get schar in Olam Haza. Most tzaddikim don't get their schar in Olam Haza. They only get their schar in Olam Haba. Hayom lasos umachar the kabo press. Here, you even get your schar in Olam Haza. The problem is that it's hard. What?
Are we saying that Schar and Olam Haza is better than?
Oh, so that we don't know the answer to that. That's what we're leaving it schwer. We don't. Why should we give an answer at 9 o'clock? And that's not a good thing to do. So we leave it schwer.
You should always say the biggest kiddush about 113, right when the year was over.
We'll say that yes, Schar and Olam Haza is better, which is Melter's right. It's against 50 million Chazals, but just as a structure. Who say that Rashi holds that Schar and Olam Haza is better. And that's why it's an afilu. And that would answer all the questions, right? Yeah. If you would say that Rashi holds Schar and Olam Haza is greater, so then there's no problem. And then Rashi's straight. Rashi means what he says. The Aruch means what he says. Even the Mukhi Yosef means what he says. Everyone's saying the same thing, except for Tysus, that Schar and Olam Haza is greater. So when you do l'mayra mishlish, you get a tremendous char, you even get an item as that. And Rabbi explains a little bit, why is it greater? Because it has to go against that rule of schar mitzvah by Amaleka. So, wow, that's amazing.
The problem is that rule is,
but someone is going against the rule, but it's not good for you. Okay, so that
is why is there a rule? The rule is for a reason, right? So it's like you're relying on the rule, but the rule itself, it goes against the svar, right? It says that this assumes that Olam Haba is better.
Right, so that's why it's fair.
Right, it's B'nai Bay, it doesn't
add I up. Understand. So, okay, so listen, but I told you it's 9 o'clock. So I can't
suggestion,
answer you.
Not a suggestion. It's not, just a suggestion that maybe Rashi's saying is, there'll be times when you can't spend, let's say a person can't spend more than a third, because he's not Mechliyev, so how can you spend the money? You can spend it on something else. No, but it's Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you don't have to worry about cheshbonos of where can I come up with the money? Because
that's not like
the Arab
says
schar. No. The way you get paid back is taka schar. But this is like a sort of a heter. Maybe it'll depend.
It'll depend
on whether you need the heter.
Okay, I don't know.
If you need the heter, then you get paid in Olam Haza. If you don't need it, then you go only in Olam Haba.
I don't know. If you say schar, it doesn't necessarily mean the schar is going to be in terms of money. Schar could be in terms of get a good shidduch for your daughter. I don't know. Schar could be that you'll live an extra 5 years. I don't know.
Isn't like, the Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu mean that you're not going to be poor?
No. Mishal Kadosh Baruch Hu, according to Rashi, means that Hashem will give you the schar. Hashem gives you, but we don't know what the schar is. I don't know. According to the Aruch, it means the schar has to be in money. I don't know.
Money, but it's going to be on Hashem's cheshbon, so to speak. Whatever is going to happen to you, you're not going to lose out in this world. You're going to come out ahead of the game.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but not that I don't know if you're going to say that if Chaim Gro is saying that there's a din, you're not supposed to spend the money. That's a story. You're not supposed to spend the money because you know the ani is tarach lebrius. So this gives you a heter to be an ani. I don't know.
Well, it'd be some other priorities, right?
We never had that in the last sugya when you had shlish mitzvahs. We don't say you can go ahead.
This is just a small amount of extra.
You'll get schar. Who says the schar is going to be? It's not going to be an ani. The schar will be. I don't know what the schar is going to be. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know. I don't see him saying that either.
What is the language?